Biden touts vaccines for children, yet 0.00% to 0.02% of child coronavirus cases fatal. By Hannah Blow on January 8, 2022. President Joe Biden is continuing to push mass vaccination for children, despite the fact that 0.00 to 0.02% of child coronavirus cases result in death. The FDA has now authorized booster shots for children ages 12 to 15. Vaccinating our children is the best way to protect them from the Omicron variant, Biden proclaimed on Friday. Biden's administration has, for weeks, continued to push parents to get their children vaccinated for the Chinese coronavirus. The Biden administration has even collaborated with Sesame Street as part of a greater effort to get vaccines on the radar of young children. Last year, Sesame Street characters participated in a CNN town hall meeting about the vaccines, and Biden took it upon himself to praise Big Bird on social media for getting the shot. However, according to data from the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, last updated December 30, 2021, the coronavirus mortality rate among children remains extremely low. In the 24 states reporting, including New York City, 0.1 to 1.6% of all child coronavirus cases resulted in hospitalization. Further, in 46 states reporting, including New York City, Puerto Rico, and Guam, children were 0.00% to 0.27% of all COVID-19 deaths, and 5 states reported 0 child deaths. In states reporting, 0.00% to 0.02% of all child COVID-19 cases resulted in death, according to the OP. Despite that, the Biden administration is continuing to overwhelmingly advocate vaccines for children as young as 5. This week, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Director Rochelle Walensky said studies are ongoing about vaccinating children ages 6 months to 5 years. And likely, the clinical trial are ongoing in individuals less than 5 years. Hopefully, in the first half, towards the earlier part of the first half, we may have some information so that we can vaccinate children of that age, she added.